From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Dozens of casualties reported today in new clashes across Egypt, including Ramses Square and Giza, home to the famed pyramids. The death toll there has risen to 27. From Cairo, here's NPR's Leila Fadel.
In Ramses Square, which is in the center of the city, it has been the main focus of the violence today. Again, a very confusing scene, lots of gunfire, and it appears a lot of people have died in there. There's awful video footage and images of people jumping off a bridge that leads into that area in order to get away from the gunfire there. Completely chaotic at this point.
NPR's Leila Fadel. More than 600 people have been killed in the past 2 days after the military's crackdown on protesters who want ousted President Mohamed Morsi reinstated. French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have discussed the Egypt crisis by phone. They're calling for an immediate end to violence and a return to dialogue among Egyptians. Here's the latest from NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
The phone conversation came 2 days after an assault by security forces on Muslim Brotherhood protesters killed as many as 600 people. After the bloody crackdown, Hollande warned of the threat of civil war in Egypt. Both Berlin and Paris summoned Egyptian ambassadors in their countries, as did several other EU powers, to condemn the country's worst violence in decades. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius warned Friday of a very worrying situation for the entire region and said there was a huge risk that extremists would exploit the turmoil. More bloodshed is feared as Egypt's Islamists called for a Friday of anger. The UN has urged maximum restraint from all sides. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The head of Lebanon's Hezbollah is reaffirming his support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, saying yesterday's attack in Beirut only strengthens his resolve to fight alongside Assad's forces in Syria's civil war. A bomb blew up south of the capital, killing 22 and wounding more than 300. We have the latest from Rasha Elas.
Forensic experts suspect the blast may have been the doing of a suicide bomber targeting the Shia militia group Hezbollah in its own backyard. The bomb went off just yards from a Hezbollah complex right in the midst of the Shia Muslim bastion suburb of Dahye, also the site of many Hezbollah support rallies. The attack is the second in weeks to target the Shia neighborhood and the deadliest since 1985, when a blast in the same area killed 80 people. Hezbollah has been embroiled in controversy for openly fighting alongside Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's troops in Syria's uprising-turned-civil war. A rebel Syrian brigade took responsibility for the attack. For NPR News, I'm Rasha Elas in Beirut.
Dow is down 24 points at 15,089, Nasdaq up slightly at 3611, and the S&P 500 falling 4, it's at 1657. This is NPR News. Evacuations are lifted for several Utah communities that were under the threat of a wildfire, but residents from more than 100 homes in Rockport Estates and Rockport Ranches are still under orders to stay away at least until tonight. The fire near Park City burned 2,000 acres and destroyed 7 homes. Researchers have long studied the relationship between obesity and death. NPR's Rob Stein reports a new analysis suggests the obesity epidemic is claiming more lives than previously thought.
Researchers at Columbia University analyzed data collected by a big federal survey that tracks health and mortality in the United States. In the latest issue of the American Journal of Public Health, the researchers report that obesity accounted for 18% of deaths among middle-aged and elderly Americans between 1986 and 2006. That's more than triple the percentage of deaths from obesity that researchers had previously estimated. The Columbia researchers say the new estimate is more accurate because they did a better job taking into consideration key factors such as age, sex, and race. Based on the findings, the researchers say the obesity epidemic may eventually lead to declines in the overall life expectancy in the United States. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Worker productivity in the United States has grown modestly. It picked up 0.9% in the second quarter, reversing a decline during the first 3 months of the year. The Labor Department says costs increase at a 1.4% annual pace from April through June. Productivity measures output per hour of work and indicates whether companies may have to hire more people in the coming months. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. PoetryFoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 o'clock. Coming up at 1, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 p.m., do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Back now to 1967. Here is Taj Mahal.
Thank you. I am just a simple man, calm and square. I guess I am. Things are going on to make me mad down to the core. Working like a dog, making me that all kind of mean people shooting in the street. Madder than hell, I ain't gonna take no more. Listen, till our kids just say no, some Ben Ranger, let her don't let her go. Slap him on the wrist and then they turn him back out on the town. Hand my way, the people selling dope. I get a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. Swing them up a high little swing till the sun go down. Tell you what's wrong with the world today. People aren't gonna put the Bible away. Living out the laws of the jungle, not the law of the land. Good book said, and I know it's true. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, and I'm a simple man. Well, then, I'm the kind of man when a humble mouse gets somebody breaking in my house. I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. Don't try to push me against my will. I don't want to hurt you, but I don't show will. Don't want trouble, you just gotta pass me by. Little now, for as I'm concerned, there's no excuse. Just raping and robbing and child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all of that mess. Just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the birds and the rats and the alligator do the rest. Tell you what's wrong with the world today. People aren't gonna put the Bible away. Living on the laws of the jungle, not the law of the land. The good book said, I know it's true. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, and I'm a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Ooh. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man.
Simple Man. That was Pop Staples from his disc Father, Father. And that one came out in 1994 and won Pop a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. In that same year, Eric Clapton won Best Traditional. Before we heard Pop Staples, we heard Taj Mahal from 1967. Taj here on KRVS from one of his early recordings, a number called Leaving Trunk. We have music next from a new disc called Blues and Trouble. The band is called the Grand Marquis. Here they are with a number entitled Reputation.
Bottom. my house. You can crash my car. You can drive me crazy, baby. You own a happy drive car. Giving me the runaround. Only add to my frustration. But I